Okay, thank you very much. This is Devanand Laksin. This is the translation working group call on the 14th of November 2012. So this is the translation working group conference call. But before I continue, can someone from staff do the roll call?
With pleasure, Dev. It's Gisela. On the Spanish channel, we have Jose Arce, Juan Manuel Rojas. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantelukhsing. Absent on today's call for the record are Gilberto Lara, Humberto Carrasco, Michael Ford, and Sylvia Hairline Leiter, who are the other members of this working group. Apologies to Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Veronica and Paola. Welcome. If I could also please remind you all to state your names when speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other channel. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Devanand. Okay. Well, on the agenda for this call is the progress of the working group and the preparation of the draft with the final summary of the problems and possible solutions. Okay. Well, just to... At the ICANN Toronto meeting, I had an opportunity to meet with David Clausen, who is the IT staff person, who is looking at the translation issues. Now, we've already discussed the four basic problems with the Lakralo mailing list issues. I'll put it in the chat again for those who want to review it. One of the key issues regarding that David has mentioned is that the translation engine uses Google, and that only allows a maximum of 5,000 characters that it could send to Google to get translated. So, and the problems have been that given the lack of punctuation, this results in broken sentences and therefore improper translations. Okay, so, and this has been touched on in another working group, which is the communications working group. We would have to then create some sort of guideline or a wiki page to showcase an example email of what's expected, you know, with appropriate punctuation and so forth. And these guidelines would then include sentences with proper punctuation, you know, using full stops or periods and a space after the sentence. So that's one of the items that we need to do, and that was partially captured by the Lakralo Communications Working Group. Some of the other changes that we talked about, you know, the problem with the garbled characters on the subject line of the Lakralo emails, my recommendation to David, which was accepted by David, was to stop translating the subject line entirely. So this was just because given the problems with the encoding, it's better to not do any translation on the subject line. And so spare us from the audio gibberish and, of course, you know, misfile. And then, of course, when that gibberish changes, you know, we lose the thread of conversation. So by stopping the translation of the subject line, we can, you know, I think, well, there will be a big improvement. And another key change that was probably considered, and I think this is probably the way to go, is that if an email does not meet the proper format, that is, that doesn't have proper punctuation or something like that, the email would be rejected, and an email be sent to the person saying, this email was not translated because, and we put a link to the aforementioned wiki page that talks about, you know, the guidelines for a proper email message, proper punctuation, and so forth. Okay. The third problem regarding the missing lack discussed ES in the subject lines of translated emails that are posted to the lack discussed ES list. That means that because there's no brackets in the subject line to indicate that it's coming from the lack discussed ES list, sometimes leads to misfilings. Well, that could be easily solved. They are, I believe, working on it right now to affect that change properly. Finally, regarding attachments, well, this is, and the problem being that attachmented emails that are sent to one list are not being received on the other list. This one is considered a bit much more difficult to achieve. And what David said is they're probably going to need some time to even think about how to solve this.
Thanks for joining me in again.
Okay, hearing me? Okay. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm still on the call.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you, Dave. Sorry, it's Gisela.
Oh, sorry. I was just thought I got lost there. Thanks, Gisela. So those are the four things. So one, so to recap, the things that need to be done would be to create a wiki page that gives certain guidelines of how the emails can be constructed. The second change would be to stop translating the subject line to avoid the garbled characters that occur in the subject line. To reject the email that is for translation if it does not meet the format, and the rejection that email would say this email was not translated because it did not follow the guidelines as posted to, and we give the link to the guidelines on the wiki page. And also regarding the attachments issue, it will require a bit more work, but they will investigate. One of the possible things they are considering for the attachments issue would be to be able to pass the attachment file name and then reference it in the translated email, so that persons are aware that there was at least an attachment, and then you can then go to the original email to download the attachment. I think I've summarized the first four points, and I hope that what I've said translated well. But I open the floor to any questions or comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, not hearing any comments.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. May I speak?
Sure. Humberto, please go ahead.
This is Humberto Carrasco. First of all, I would like to apologize for being late, but I thought it was at 22 UTC, so that's why I was late for this call.
Okay.
I am not even in front of my computer. As I was late, I heard part of the summary done by Dev regarding the 4 points or main points in order to improve the translation of texts and messages. Regarding the last point in relation to the attachments, we have already some technology, and I sent some emails through a software. This software allows the creation of a link to send the attachment. And this is my first comment. My second comment, and I don't know if Dev, you mentioned that before, but we can just set the steps to follow according to the summary provided by Dev. So that will be my question.
Okay. Thank you, Umberto. This is Dave. Regarding your first question, concerning attachments which are not being seen on the translated emails when it goes to the other list. I'm not sure how the software would help. I suppose we could recommend that that we use third-party systems like Dropbox and so on. However, I do have I do think though that an attachment does need to be sent, does need to be part of the record for the list. The reason why is because a year or two from now, any temporary links that is created could disappear. But once we have the original email with the original attachments, that's more easily backed up by ICANN staff and so by ICANN IT staff and so on. So we have a sort of permanent record, if you understand my meaning. So while links to things like, say, the Dropbox or to use other services that convert attachments to links, we don't know in the future when those links, if those links will expire. So I think that's the big issue I have with that. So I think unfortunately we do need to have the attachments being appended to the subject line to the email address. Sorry, that's a long day. Let me just say, that attachment should be included with the email message, so that it can be kept as part of the permanent record. Regarding the second point, Umberto raised, I think the steps David agreed with. That is, stop translating the subject line, reject the emails for translation if it doesn't fit certain, if it doesn't meet the format. And I think those that actually will go a long way to alleviate a lot of the problems that we have with translation of the, so I hope that answers the question, Humberto. And again, any further questions or comments?
This is Jose Arce speaking.
Go ahead, Jose, please.
So this is Jose Arce speaking. I was listening to what you were saying, and I was not so updated regarding the work of the working group. And I don't know, according to the points you have proposed, perhaps, Dave, you may explain that to me, what you are going to do if this is translated into practice, because this seems to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I imagine the same amount of people interacting now in the list.
Okay.
So let's suppose that this works. We will have many people that will use other emails when the email is rejected. So perhaps these new emails do not meet the format required. So on the other hand, if I receive an email so we are somehow obliging the user to read all the emails even if they are not interested in those emails.
Okay.
So we are obliging all the users to be involved in all the subjects or in all the issues. We are sorry, but this is the interpreter speaking. We are sorry, but Jose Arce's audio is not clear. So this is Jose Arce speaking. Let's imagine that. I don't have the subject line. This might be a problem for some people who are new on the list or for those people who are used to having a certain format. So I'm worried about receiving a mail, an email without a subject line.
Okay.
Have you got any comment on that, Dev?
Yes. This is Dave. Let me answer your concerns. Okay. With regards to the subject line, it's not to, what we're saying, what the proposal is to not translate the subject line at all. So when a message from one list goes to the other list, it's still there, but in its original format. So that's the first thing. So the benefit of that is that when people reply to it, you know, your email software would be able to see that you would be able to group the messages under that email thread. With regards to the rejection of the rejecting emails that don't meet a certain format, well, my 2 points are this. One, I think we have to look at the guidelines and work with the limitations of the technology. When people don't use punctuation, it really creates a huge problem for machine translation, and I have to say, and possibly for actual translation as well. I think when we say reject the email, it doesn't mean that the email is discarded. Right now, the current system is that once the email cannot be translated, sometimes the message gets dropped completely. And so what happens, and it has happened before, that, you know, there's a conversation happening on one list and the other persons on the other list are not even aware of it. So that's a huge problem. So when the email gets rejected, it's not as if it's not still sent to the list. What happens is that the other list gets an email saying, this email was not translated because it didn't match the guidelines. And it could probably include a link to the original text. I hope I've made myself clear, Jose. So do you understand?
Another question. There is an email that is not translated, that will reach the English list in the original format, or that list will not receive an email that was rejected at all?
Thank you, Jose. Yes, the original email will still go on the original list, so it will still be there. What will happen is that on the other list will say that the email could not be translated because it didn't meet the guidelines. So at least the other list is the other persons on the other list are aware that a message was sent. So that's the critical thing. So at least they can then try to go and read it themselves or try to use another translation service or ask the person they didn't understand. So at least persons are, how should I put it, are aware of what of all the messages being sent. Any further comments, Jose?
This is Jose speaking. Just to clarify, so the other list will receive an email, and they will be able to see the original text when they receive the rejected message or the rejected translation message on their list. Will they be able to somehow see the original mail?
Yes, that is the intent. That is correct, Jose.
This is Jose. It was a question rather than a statement.
Oh, okay. But what you've said is correct. The original list will still get the original email, and on the other list would just simply see that the email wasn't translated because it didn't meet the guidelines, and possibly have a link to that original email. Okay, Jose?
This is Jose speaking. Yes, so originally the other list will not receive the email. They will have to look for that email somewhere else unless we can include a link to that email. Anyway, yes, we are
Correct. Looking
for solutions.
Yes.
So we thank for all the efforts that are being made in order to improve the situation. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for that information, Dad.
Okay. Thank you, Jose. Let's see. Let me see what else was mentioned on the agenda. So one of the action items is to, and again, this is partially coming into the communications working group that could be developing a style guide. But to come up with the guidelines and come up with sample emails that would be displayed when the email is rejected because it did not have punctuation or the email is too long or whatever the reasons are. So that's will be the key action item. So that we can have those guidelines, then I believe once we've established the guidelines and we've confirmed it with David that these are the guidelines that is adequate, and so once IT staff has confirmed that this is adequate, then David could perhaps begin implementing the system of rejecting the emails, pointing to the guidelines when that happens. Right now, that is not going to happen until we've written down the guidelines and we've confirmed with IT staff that these are the guidelines that the machine translation would work with. Any other thoughts or questions or comments or any other ideas?
This is Juan Manuel speaking.
Okay, go ahead, Juan Manuel. Go ahead, Juan.
Thank you, Dad. I have a simple question, and I take advantage of the fact that Humberto is also connected. because what is not clear, here we are talking about problems and potential solutions, but I don't know clearly whether we are going to have an email list where we will have the translation of all the messages. And as Jose said, probably that will not allow access to the original emails or the original documents. We will have emails that have to be short, but at the same time, I cannot see any other potential solution. I don't know whether you are going to talk about this, but I believe that there has been this idea of using the automatic translation, not only in the email list, but also in other interaction spaces. So I don't know whether I don't know how we can do in order to make sure that we are communicated at all times, because, for instance, I'm not receiving the emails in English, and when I receive them, they are not properly set up and you cannot understand the automatic translation or the English text that sometimes I receive. So I would like to know, what are the other action items that you are looking into in order to improve communications in addition to having the emails in the two languages? So basically the question is that, what other action items are you considering? And then, is there any possibility for us to have on one single email message the text in both languages, just to receive one text in two languages on the same email message, in order to be able to have access automatically or directly to both languages?
This is Dave. Okay, thank you, Juan Manuel. That's an interesting idea you have, you know, to have the messages combined into one. So you see like the English on top or the Spanish below, or the Spanish on top and the English below. And so both languages are in one email. The problem, I think, and it would be when people start replying to the messages. And I think this is what then it will start to break, because a person will reply in one section, and you know, if you think of, I mean, I think the problem will be, it will become gibberish very quickly, because you won't even know what text to follow. You know, so I don't think that type of system works when they have, like, if you're doing announcements. Like, you're not expecting a reply, you know, where you have an announcement saying that, you know, something is out for public comment, or that the meeting is going to be held at such and such. You know, it works great for announcements, but for a discussion list, I don't think combining the emails, combining the two languages into one email would work effectively. And then you will have the problem of, at which part does the translation stop, and where does it begin? You know, so at which point does the translation engine translate the English into Spanish and the Spanish into English? And when you have multiple replies coming in, it will just, I don't think it will work effectively, unfortunately. So I don't think that could work. We got to the earlier point, you know, what else could be done. Well, I'm not sure what else could be done other than the steps that we've looked at here. You know, not translating the subject line so that it stays in its original format, you know, and looking to develop the guidelines and document it so that so that it starts rejecting the email. Now, when you think, just to come back to the rejecting of the email, the idea behind rejecting the email is to try to avoid you know, garbled English, garbled Spanish, you know, because the translation engine had to make guesses or had to only translate part of a sentence and so forth. So the intent is that the translations that do come out will be much cleaner and hopefully more accurate and more understandable to everyone. So the rejection of an email that doesn't meet the guidelines is, I think, it's going to be twofold. One, to help train the person who wrote the original message to restructure his or her email, and two, to let the other persons in the other language on the other list know that an email was sent, and they need to then find it and try to use some alternate translation methods or interpretation methods to get to understand the message. But at least it will be seen. At least everybody will be on the same page, I think. So, and hopefully the rejection messages won't be too frequent. As persons learn to structure their sentences appropriately using the punctuation and so forth, well, it can only improve communication and collaboration. So, let's see. Any other thoughts or questions or ideas?
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Can I speak?
Certainly, Humberto. Go ahead.
This is Humberto speaking. I wanted to answer Juan Manuel's question regarding the following. Based on what we discussed at the beginning in our discussions in the translation working group, the intention is not for us to implement a solution as a group, because that is not part of our responsibility. The working group may put forward potential solutions, but it works a lot inside ICANN, and as a group we can see what other alternatives we can find. I think that there are 3 points to deal with. First, the problems relating to the mailing list. The second one, the discrepancies with regard to the regulatory documents in Lacrallo. We saw that there was a series of reforms that would lead to a solution in the Assembly. And the third point has to do with the possibility of implementing certain actions to speed up the generation of some documents in Spanish or from Spanish into English. We know that translators sometimes are so overloaded, and so we cannot have adequate documents. So I think that it would be interesting to see in what other spheres that do not necessarily have to do with a mailing list, we could use IT tools to facilitate communication between the different languages spoken in Lacrallo. From that standpoint, and also trying to step up, I would like to put forward the proposal to come up with a draft report on what we have discussed so far, describing the problems and also including the potential solutions. And I would like to invite you, after publishing that draft report, because my intention was to come up with that draft report and send it to you in 5 days' time, to all of you, so that you can make comments and hopefully we can also include some other issues, so that when we get to the next meeting, we will be able to have made more progress with the work, because we had a deadline to present our report. That was December the 4th, and I would like to confirm that is the date. In essence, that would be the idea, to come up with proposals, because our success does not necessarily lie in the implementation of all these actions, but in the submission of proposals for potential solutions. So I think that we could, if we can do that, we can be successful.
Okay. Thank you, Humberto. This is Dave. Okay. Well, let's see. To answer your point here, well, you pointed out that there are discrepancies in the translated versions of our operating instruments, that is, our rules of procedure. Well, as you know, I did propose trying to modifications that for the LACWALA to consider. Unfortunately, they were not considered. Perhaps with the opening of the General Assembly, once we have consensus, perhaps those harmonization between the two language versions could still take place. And I'm hoping it would be, because it's not really changing anything. It is just ensuring that what is on one language version of the rules of procedure is corrected on the other language version of our rules of procedure. So hopefully the General Assembly could come to an agreement on that. That's one. Regarding the possible translation of documents, well, I know that this could tie into the regional strategies that is currently being looked at by ICANN with the various stakeholders in the region regarding translation of documents and so forth. There was another suggestion that I think this was in the previous call we talked about this. We talked about because the wiki, the Confluence wiki, is able to translate documents, using the built-in translate plugin. You know, one possible solution would be that the Secretariat could take a policy that's out for public comment and, create a wiki page and see how well the wiki translation tool works to translate the entire document. So that's probably another action item to try out. Let's see, what was the other point you made, Humberto? Regarding coming up with a report, certainly, if you want, I could, since I've, documented the problems that were sent to IT staff and had the discussions with the IT staff, I will help write the report and share it with you so that, to make sure it's understandable. I think that's about it. I hope I've captured all your points. Okay. So just to clarify, because we're coming up to the top of the hour, this is Dave. I think we have three action items here. One, help prepare the report, and I'll volunteer to do this, to document the issues that we have identified with the mailing list and the potential the proposed solutions that we to address these problems. So that's one. Two, to come up with the guidelines for the mailing list so that when an email is rejected, it can point to these guidelines so that persons can learn about the guidelines and then learn how to then, structure their emails better in the future. And the third action item is to test the wiki translation engine to see how it could translate a policy that's out for public comment. so that if there's a policy that's out for public comment and there's no translated version available, perhaps the text can be put on the wiki and then machine translated, and we should try that out to see whether that could work. Any other thoughts or comments from those three action items, or anybody has any further comments or questions? Going once. Going twice. Okay. Very well. I think I'm not certain when the next meeting would be. Let's look at the agenda again.
Dev, Kiesler speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, if I may. The next meeting is scheduled for the 28th of November at the same time of 2000 UTC. I have sent an email to Umberto to confirm the time of 2000 UTC with everyone, as he did today think it was later. Thank you.
Okay. Very well. I think the 28th is the appropriate time for it. Thank you so much for that, Gisela. So I think that they're being... I see there's a request to repeat the action items. Okay. This is Dave. We have three action items. One, to come up with the guidelines for how emails can be constructed. Two, to compile the report regarding documenting all of the issues and also the proposals for solving these issues regarding the Lakwalo mailing list. And three, to test machine translation of policy documents by putting them on the wiki and using the built-in translate plugin to test how well it machine translates the policy document. I hope that those are the three action items. Did you get them, Sylvia?
To Sylvia, yes, Deb. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. This is Dave.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. May I have the floor?
Sure, certainly, Humberto. This is Dave. Go ahead.
This is Humberto speaking. So I would like to repeat that it is probably that I sent you an email so as to agree on the details, because I would personally to draft the summary with the issues and possible solutions put it into comment. However, I don't know if I am the proper person to provide guidelines with recommendations. So I would just wanted to tell you that I'm going to send emails to you so as to coordinate and to have all the information gathered together for the call on November the 28th. So, and once
certainly.
Again, I apologize for being late to this call.
Thank you. This is Dave. Thank you, Humberto. Yes, indeed. And we'll work on on that document together, of the report, the issues, and... and our proposals for solving them. So, certainly. Okay. Let me ask a question for staff here. I'm noticing you said staff is at the meeting that entire week. Does that mean that interpreters won't be available, or is it just solely for the ICANN, for the at-large staff? And do you need to be
here?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, just to say that the at-large staff will be at a meeting that week. So either the call can proceed with, we will have a staff to assist with the Adobe Connect. I would not be able to say that she will be able to take notes for you. So if one of the group members is able to take notes, she can do pure call management as a backup. And alternatively, we could schedule it for the following week.
Okay. Well, I think, thank you, Gisela. Thanks for clarifying. Okay. Well, perhaps then, once the call is recorded, you know, then we can generate the notes and the minutes ourselves, I think. To push it to the next week, to December, might be a bit difficult. But thanks for that. I guess we'll Humberto can think about that and decide. Okay, well, I think there being no further questions, I think we can end this call. And the next next call will be on Wednesday, 28th November, presumably at 2000 UTC, once everyone agrees to that time. And I thank you all for attending this call. It's been very productive. And at least we're seeing some possible solutions to the problems of the regarding translations of emails on the list. So I thank you all and have a good day. Okay, well, have a good day, everyone. Bye.